Okay, it's fair to say that you should now have a firm grounding of the pain concept. Your question should now be, how do I go after my prospect's pain? Well, actually, even that's not the right question. Try this one instead. How do I guide my prospect to discover his own pain? The answer to that question lies in all of the human relations skills and rules you've learned in the Sandler selling system: listening actively to your prospect, the softening statements, the reversing and negative reverses, nurturing, the rule of 3+, negative reverse selling, the dummy curve, and knowing how to hold on to your expertise and product knowledge, dummying up those points important to solving your prospect's pain. Use these tools effectively, and you will help your prospects discover their own pain. When prospects come to you with a problem, already hurting, you put them in the pain funnel, using all of the strategies we've discussed to make sure you help them discover the real problem. Remember, the problem the prospect brings you is never the real problem. Listen as two Sandler trainers role-play using Chinese menu and presumptive questions to uncover the real problem and then continue through the pain funnel.
I have a problem with delivery.
That's not unusual. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, they never deliver the right stuff. There's always something missing or something included that we didn't order.
Interesting. Generally when that happens, and I'm sure it's probably not the case here, maybe there's more than one person involved in the order process. I don't know, maybe your company that you're dealing with now may be having some turnover trouble. I don't know.
You know, now that I think about it, our current supplier has several different employees taking orders. Our purchasing agent, who orders all our materials, complained that she never gets the same person and they're always getting confused on current orders and past orders.
So, let me see if I have this straight. It sounds like the real issue may be you're not able to get your orders processed correctly from your vendor.
Yeah, I guess that's really the problem.
Not unusual. I hear that one a lot. So when you called your vendor to get their help, how did that conversation go?
Well, they said they were training some new employees and they had made some changes to their software order entry program.
And when you asked them how long all this would take to fix, what did they tell you?
I didn't actually ask, but they said that they should be back to normal in a few weeks.
Oh, okay. And how long ago was that conversation?
About 6 weeks ago.
And you've been having these order mix-ups for how long?
About better part of 6 months.
6 months. Help me understand how that affects things around here.
Not only does it take hours of my purchasing agent's time to get correct, I have customers calling me upset because we aren't able to get their jobs done on schedule.
Wow. But you haven't lost a customer because of this, have you?
Not yet, but we're pretty close to ruining the current relationship we have with one of our largest customers.
Which would cost the company how much?
$1 million a year.
Ouch. You don't look too happy.
You got that right. I am sick and tired of having to deal with this. It's becoming a major problem.
And what are you hoping I can do?
All you have to do is get my orders on time with the correct materials.
All right. Let me sum up what you share with me, which, by the way, I appreciate you telling me all that. Okay, your orders are not being delivered correctly. Got that. The current company doesn't really seem to be able to improve. You may lose this big customer, which would cost you about $1 million. And you're hoping that we can deliver your materials on time and actually have the materials match with what you ordered. Oh, and you're sick and tired of all this mess. Did I get it right?
That's it.
How many different strategies were used in the previous role play? Did you notice the actual tactic rarely sounded like a literal pain funnel question? Did you hear the real problem, the reasons it was a problem, and the impact on the prospect? All of these Sandler techniques are fuel for you to run your submarine smoothly and take you to the bank. And now more advice regarding the pain compartment from David Sandler.
If you can think of yourself running an interview, then what you've got is you asking questions and the prospect giving you information. You also do not deal with any money during this part of the interview.